He has a habit of sending out horses to upset champions. Since saddling his first winner in 1950, the New Yorker has probably provided this sport with more high-profile upsets than any other trainer. He sent Bo Purple out to defeat the great Kelso three times in 1962 and 63, and Handsome Boy to upset Buck Passer in the 67 Brooklyn Handicap. In the latter part of 1973, his charges Onion and Prove Out achieved what many thought impossible, defeating Secretariat in the Grade 2 Whitney and Grade 1 Woodward Stakes, respectively.
As they move to the 3/8 pole, it's Secretariat in front, holding on to the lead by 2 lengths. On the inside, Prove Out second ahead. Our Man moves up, now taking over the third spot. Now there's a quarter of a mile to the finish. And on the outside, it's Secretariat in front by a head. Here comes Prove Out. Back into contention on the rail. Now those two are heads apart. Secretariat on the outside. Prove Out gets the lead. Prove Out in front by 1 length. Jorge Velazquez taking the lead with Prove Out. Secretariat drops back. It's Prove Out in front, a 1/16 of a mile. Prove Out in front. Secretariat second. Alan Jerkins, the trainer, does it again. Prove Out from the Hobo Farm wins it by 4.
That victory over the reigning Horse of the Year led to H. Allen Jerkins Eclipse Award as Outstanding North American Trainer of 1973 and was directly responsible for his nickname, the Giant Killer. 2 years later, at age 45, he became the youngest trainer to be inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame despite not yet developing an officially designated champion. That would come years later in the form of Sky Beauty, Eclipse Award-winning older female of 1994. Revered thoroughbred racing scribe William Leggett once wrote, "Harry Allen Jerkins could train a pit bull to meow." How is it then that the Tory Ecorchet is one of the few missing pieces on the Jerkins trophy shelf? The Chief, as he is affectionately known around the barn, has sent 10 Breeders' Cup starters postward and has a single second place finish with society selection in the 2005 Breeders' Cup Distaff to show for it. "All you can do is prepare, and then the horse and the jockey have to do it," Jerkins says. "You just try to win when you can win." If Teammate wins the Emirates Airlines Breeders' Cup Distaff, Jerkins, now 78, would become the oldest trainer to saddle a Breeders' Cup winner, and in doing so, would shake the dreaded mantle of the best thoroughbred trainer who never won the Breeders' Cup.